Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome back to Oh Look a Squirrel. I'm Doug Cox, your host. Very happy to be back for another episode. Today's topic is going to be slide guitar, my favorite. I'm a slide player. I'm a dobro player. I like bottleneck. I like lap steel. I like pedal steel. I like the slide.
I said a bone bottle, Brussels steel, to keep me satisfied. Now some folks play with money,
some folks play with my name,
buying them big fine cars,
buying them big fine cars.
Some like to walk, sit around and talk, some spend their time in bars. I like to slide. So steel, it keep me satisfied. Some folks play with fire,
some folks play with fire.
Others like to live in pain,
others like to live in pain.
Some like to preach,
some like to teach, some like to
and others like Nintendo games.
Others like to
I like
games.
To slide. I said I'm old
satisfied. I like to slide.
back no more. Going back down south, child, don't you walk. Oh, woman, I'm trouble. I be all ruined by. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble. I be all wood mine. Well, baby, I can never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Baby. Doorbell ring, looking for my baby. I didn't see not a doggone thing. Woman, I was trouble. I was all wood mine. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep on. Well, I know my little baby, she gonna jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all ruined by. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep from dying.
There's a lipstick sunset smeared across the August sky. There's a bittersweet perfume hanging in the fields. The creek is running high, and I left my lover waiting in the dawn somewhere to wonder why. By the end of the day, all her sweet dreams would fade to a lipstick sunset. And the radio was playing, and that old summer heat was on the rise. I just had to get away for some sad old song brought more tears to my eyes. Lord, I couldn't tell her that her love was only killing me. Or by the dawning of the day, all her sweet dreams would fade to a lipstick sunset. Make my gift to a lipstick sunset. There will come another day and I'll make my getaway to a lipstick sunset. Ooh, there will come another day, yeah, then I'll make my getaway to a lipstick sunset.
Oh yeah, that's the granddaddy of modern slide guitar. I would say that's Ry Cooder, of course, playing behind John Hiatt from the John Hiatt Bring the Family album with a song called Lipstick Sunset, and that's Some of Ry's. Some of my favorite playing by Ry Cooder. That's a great album, by the way. It's the precursor to the band Little Village, which was Ry Cooder, John Hiatt, Nick Lowe, and Jim Keltner. And it's kind of the rehearsals for that band. That was the first album I think they all appeared on. There might have been a Nick Lowe record before that one. Before that, we heard from the granddaddy of all electric slide players, I think, again. These are all my opinions, by the way. Muddy Waters with I Can't Be Satisfied. And that's one of the first slide tunes that most people that get into slide guitar learn. It's so great. Such a great groove. Opening up the show for you today is one of my songs I wrote with my buddy Rick May, amazing bass player and keyboard player, with a tune we'd called I Like to Slide, and that features the great Alan McElwain on slide guitar, electric, screaming electric slide guitar on that one. And Alan is kind of one of the most influential slide players in Canada, for sure. She was kind of world music before world music was cool, you could say, and she took slide guitar for a lot of us North Americans and was one of the first people to kind of get into the Eastern scales and that kind of stuff with slide. You know, this show could be 6 days long. I was just looking at a list, and it's already way too long. So I might have to do then more one episode of Old Like a Squirrel focused on slide guitar. We're going to listen now to two of British Columbia's finest slide guitar players. That's where I live. I live on Vancouver Island, and I'm fortunate enough to get to see Rochelle Van Zanten and Lester Quitsaw fairly often, not often enough, but they're both great slide players. And this is from one of Rochelle's records called Back to Francois. And the tune is called Take Me Right Back. This is Rochelle Van Zanten with the great Lester Quitsaw on slide. Both of them on slide.
Take me right back to Francois. I want to go. Take a boat to Solo. I want to go down. I want to go. Home where
You know, I love songs that show great gymnastics in musicianship, but also move you at the same time. Usually if someone's being real show-off, it doesn't get me, you know what I mean? But that one gets me. That's Sonny Landreth, who is a phenomenal slide guitar player, bottleneck style. Bottleneck means you're wearing the slide on one of your fingers and you're playing guitar style, so you're holding the guitar upright. And what Sonny did that was kind of unique was he wore a slide on one of his middle fingers and therefore could play notes in front and behind of the slide. And he kind of mastered that technique and created something that nobody had ever heard before, which was uniquely and remains uniquely his own sound, although there's lots of folks copying ideas from Sonny Landreth now too. If you ever get the chance to see him, don't miss him. And that was a tune called Zydeco Shuffle. Before that, we heard an old gem from myself and my buddy Ken Hall. We used to play together in Victoria years and years ago, starting off in the Sidewalk Duo, and then we ended up with the Sidewalk Blues Band, and that was Write Myself a Letter, an old Fats Waller tune. I was playing bottleneck on that, playing my old 1962 Vox Tornado guitar, which I wish I still had, and opening up that set, two of BC's finest slide players, Rochelle Van Zetten and Lester Quitsaw, together would Take Me Right Back. You know, one of my favorite slide players and biggest influences was a guy named Ken Ham, not Ken Hall, but Ken Ham, another of the Kens that I got to play with for about 7 years. And I think he's influenced just about every Canadian guitar player my age, older and perhaps a little bit younger. And just a phenomenal guitar player, one of the best. This is his tune called Intertidal Zone. Here's Ken Ham.
I'm going to do another kind of a quiet tune. This one's called the Intertidal Zone, and this is all about a little trip I made to Lund many, many years ago, and all the interesting people that were living there. There's quite a bunch that were living out on the mud flats when I first arrived in London. They had a bunch of shacks built there, all up on stilts, of course, because the mud flats flood twice a day, as you know. And all these shacks were joined together with a very funky boardwalk that led straight to the pub. So you could kind of see where the priorities lay right there. So. This is the Intertidal Zone.
down on the intertidal zone. The people are dancing, it's out to the edge of now and here, laughing and dancing. I really don't live here, but these are my friends, and I'm happy to be here again. Like nights when the reggae comes wailing or flowing dark floodlights like on white or moonlight tailing. I really don't live here, but these are my friends, and I'm happy to be here again.
ride this train to any county fair in this land. Now here's a hard-working, happy people. Ms. Jones baked the finest pie for the contest this year, and Mr. Brown's got the biggest, fattest old sow you ever saw. And all the kids are eating popcorn and cotton candy. This is Chester, South Carolina. And that year at the fair, my papa brought us all down in a wagon. And on the way down, we picked up another family that lived up the creek. I was just a little boy, but I remember I kept asking papa, "How much farther is it? How much farther is it?" We had a young heifer tied to the wagon that papa just knew was going to take first prize. I didn't have no doubt about that heifer winning first prize, but the main thing I was interested in was something else papa had under his seat at the front of the wagon. And that was an old dobro that I thought papa played like nobody else in the world. I guess by real musical standards, papa didn't know too much about music, but I'll tell you, that night at the fair, when he played in a dance band, I just had to stay awake and sit up there and listen to papa play the dobro. My papa was a hobo when they delivered me. We didn't have a doctor 'cause he couldn't pay the fee. But when the going got too bad to ease his misery, papa played the dobro this way. And he'd go, when company would come around, he kept the dobro hid. He knew he couldn't play the way the other players did. Why, the guitar's resonator was a gallon bucket lid. But papa played the dobro this way. And he'd go team. Well, now that papa's gone away, it's hanging by the flue. The top of it's busted and the strings are rusted too. It won't ever sound the way that it did when it was new, when papa played the dobro this way. And he'd go.
You can't do a show on slide guitar without having a little bit of cheese in there, but that's good cheese. That's American cheese. Johnny Cash. He wrote that song when Pop played the dobro, and I believe that was Shot Jackson playing the dobro on that one. Before that, one of my teachers, one of my great dobro teachers, Sally Van Meter, and she's one of my very favorite dobro players. She lives in Colorado now, and boy, if you ever get the chance to see her, she's one of the best. That was from a record she made on Sugar Hill Records called All in Good Time. Amor de Mi Vida is the name of that tune. Opening up that set, a Canadian legend, although he hates to be called that, but he is, Ken Ham, with his tune called Intertidal Zone. Well, probably one of the most influential dobro players is Josh Graves, and we're going to listen to one of his tunes. If you don't know what a dobro is, it's a lap-style slide guitar that's got a big metal resonator in it. It's very confusing. It was invented by the Dopraria brothers, and they own Dobro and National. Both of those instruments are resophonic instruments, and they have resonators in them. But usually when people say National, they mean a metal guitar that's played like a guitar. And a dobro is like a lap-style guitar that's made out of wood, but has a metal resonator in it. Dobro made Nationals, Nationals made Dobro, so the whole thing is pretty confusing. Anyways, here's Josh Graves, who's kind of the one of the fathers of modern Dobro, and he was one of the bluesiest Dobro players, too. This is more of a country song, him and Kenny Baker, with I'll Be All Smiles Tonight.
Thank you. and the shooting and you're too bad.
Too bad.
Robbing, stopping, looting and the shooting and you're too bad.
Too bad.
And one of these days when you hear a voice say come, where you gonna run to? Rock for rescue, there will be no rock.
No rock.
A run, rock, rescue, there will be no rock.
No rock.
Thank you. heard me a sermonette. Have you heard it yet? With that soulful message that you won't soon forget. It tells about real true love people lost sight of through their sinful living, scorned in heaven above. They tell you to love one another, to feel that each man's your brother. Live right, 'cause you know that you reap what you sow. So to have no regrets and to find what you're missing, bow your head and listen to this sermonette.
That was a guy who called himself the Archduke of the Dobro, the great Stacy Phillips. He was another guy that I got to take some lessons from and became a friend. And he's kind of the crazy man, or he was kind of the crazy man of the Dobro. The guy wasn't afraid to try anything, and he was just a brilliant, brilliant player. And I actually got to produce that record that you just heard, too. That was a duet album by Stacy Phillips and Paul Howard. And the song's called Sermonette. I think that's an old Della Reese tune. But we recorded that on Vancouver Island in Coombs. And I was so overwhelmed by watching Stacy play all day long for a number of days that I don't think I was a very good producer. He'd play something and I'd go, wow, that was amazing, do it again. And then he'd do it again and I'd say, wow, that was amazing, do it again. And you know, you're not supposed to do that if you're the producer. It's okay to be a fan, but man, could he play. I miss him. He died of a heart attack a couple years ago. And yeah, we lost a good one there. Stacy Phillips, if ever get the chance. Before that, we heard my version of Johnny Too Bad. That was from a record I made called Life is So Peculiar. We recorded that one in Edmonton years ago. And that featured Rick Fiennes joining me on vocals. And our good buddy Ron Cassette, who also we lost a few years back on keyboards and vocals too. And we went from Johnny Too Bad into St. Anne's Reel. I was playing the Dobro on that. Joss Graves and Kenny Baker. Joss Graves is kind of the papa of the modern Dobro. Sorry, can't talk anymore. With I'll Be All Smiles Tonight. You're listening to Oh Look a Squirrel. I hope you're enjoying yourself today. Almost out of time for today. It's obviously so much to play you in the slide guitar world. We just barely got started. There's people on just about every instrument that sort of take it into a new realm. You know, for the dobro, it was Josh Graves, and then Jerry Douglas, of course, took it miles beyond where it had been. David Lindley on the Weisenborn guitar, which is a wooden lap-style slide guitar. Ry Cooter, of course, on the bottleneck guitar, and Sonny Landreth as well. And we're going to listen now to a man who did that to the pedal steel guitar. This guy, his name is Paul Franklin, and he did a recording quite a few years ago with Mark O'Connor, the song called Pick It Apart. Check out the pedal steel guitar solo on this song.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, Mark O'Connor on the fiddle and Paul Franklin on the pedal steel guitar. I had never heard anything like that on the pedal steel before that song came out. It's called Pick It Apart. I had the great pleasure of making three records with some slide players from India, the great Vishwa Mohan Bhatt, who lots of people consider as kind of the father of Indian slide guitar. And he plays an instrument called the Mohan Veena, which is basically a lap-style slide guitar that has 18 drone strings on it, like a sitar does. Three strings that you actually play on, and then a fourth string like a banjo fourth string, so it's kind of a drone string. And his son is Salil Bhatt, and he plays a very similar instrument with some slight modifications. And I was playing an instrument called a gadji, which is a lap-style aluminum Weisenborn guitar. So it's a guitar made out of aluminum that has a hollow neck but also has a cone inside of it. We were called Slide to Freedom, and we made three records, and we're actually maybe going to make another one that I'm looking forward to sometime as soon as the pandemic is over with. Our second album was called Make a Better World, and it featured the great singer from New Orleans, dear friend John Boutte, and we did a version of a Dan Hicks song called I Scare Myself, and I'm going to play that for you now. So this is sort of Indian fusion music meets New Orleans meets Canada.
Myself when I'm without you, I scare myself just thinking about you. I scare myself the moment that you're gone. I scare myself and I let my thoughts run. And when I'm running, I keep thinking of you. And when I'm running, what can I do? I scare myself, and I don't mean lightly. I scare myself, it can get frightening. I scare myself to think what I could do. I scare myself, it's some kind of voodoo. And with that voodoo, I keep thinking of you. And with that voodoo, what can I do? Scare myself, I don't know what to do, and I won't scare myself, and my thoughts will run, and I won't scare myself, and I'll be with you, and I won't scare myself. It's me.
To Freedom with the Juno nominated record Make a Better World. That was our second album, and of course that's our version of Dan Hicks' I Scare Myself, featuring the amazing Salil Bhatt on the slide guitar, the Indian slide guitar there. I'm Doug Cox. You have been listening to Oh Look a Squirrel. I hope you've enjoyed yourself today. We're out of time already. Holy smokes, maybe I can come back and do another slide guitar show, another 10 slide guitar shows. If you like what you are hearing, please reach out and let me know. You can check out my website, Doug Cox, DougCox.org, where you can find all the different versions of Oh Look a Squirrel and some of my radio show too, and lots of my music. So please come and check it out. And you can send me an email, DougCoxMusic@gmail.com. Going to leave you with a song that has yet to be released. This is something that we just did for fun. A friend of mine named Patrick Godfrey, who's a brilliant keyboard player. And he lives in Victoria, and he sent me a track. And we were going to try and do something where the slide guitar was kind of more atmospheric. The song's called Night Sky. And the idea was you'd be looking up at the sky, and the little slide guitar bits would be falling stars and galaxies and all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure how well we did, but we sure had fun making it. Here's Night Sky with Patrick Godfrey, and yours truly, Doug Cox, on the Dobro, and I will see you next time on Oh Look, a Squirrel.